Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, and by far the biggest news story of the day, it is National Ranch Dressing Day today.
All right.
Yes, I love me some ranch dressing.
I do too.
Americans consume over 100 million bottles of ranch dressing each and every year, worth about $1.7 billion.
That's a lot of ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the average person consumes ranch about 15 times a year, unless you're a toddler.
15?
That's it?
Right? I was like, a month maybe.
These numbers are insane. They're crazy.
That's way low.
Anything else I want to tell you about ranch? No, I don't think so. That's all I want to tell you.
We all love it.
We all love it. So how about these two guys? They just will not go away. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. Arnold is in development for three sequels, it looks like. Predator, Conan, and Commando.
To act in them?
Well, I'm looking at this. Yeah, act in them. What is he? He's 70-something now, isn't
he's gotta be,
he?
Yeah.
I mean, pushing 80, right?
Yeah, he's
if I'm not mistaken.
Although he still looks pretty darn jacked. I just saw him at some sort of fitness thing on Instagram. He's looking pretty good. But anyway, those are three biggies from his past, and I guess he's coming back to be in them again.
78.
Yeah, so he's up there. So is he really going to be battling the Predator? I don't know. Anyway, Stallone has signed on as executive producer of John Rambo, a prequel to the first Rambo movie back in 82. And then I saw he was doing something else with Rocky as well. These guys just can't let it go, can they?
He's 79.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, they
see
the check with
him?
Two commas.
Have you seen him lately?
He looks like he got a couple facelifts.
Yeah.
No. His body. Like,
no,
he's in the gym every day.
Oh, is he jacked
really
still?
Good.
He does. Like, and that's the thing is, like, we are obviously living a lot longer. There's nothing to say these guys can't do things like that. But it just, I mean, the action roles is where it's like,
as long as they write parts for them, you know, in the 70s, maybe they're mentors now or something. But I don't see them, either one of them, throwing punches and stuff, but maybe they got big machine guns.
Yeah.
And they're shooting at people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're known for. Here's a movie I think Josh will be into. They're developing a live action Tinkerbell movie.
Oh,
finally.
Oh, check that. It's a series on Disney Plus. It's going to be called Twink. They're teaming up with the Friday Night Lights collaborators. So there you go. That's secretly what we call Josh behind the scenes.
I'm so excited.
So that'll be good for you. Okay, how about this guy? He's like an etiquette expert, and he's gone viral because he says we've been eating cereal wrong.
Is his name William?
I don't know.
Oh, I think I know this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is William Hansen.
William Hansen, yes.
So he's an etiquette expert, and he says you should be holding your spoon in your right hand and then take a fork and scoop the cereal onto your spoon from the bowl,
yes,
and then you take the bite.
That's crazy talk.
Put the fork in your non-dominant hand, and as you're sliding the cereal over, all the milk goes in between the tongs.
No.
There. You're not splashing, and you're being polite, and then you take your little bite.
Yep.
Why not? Why don't you try it?
Do you know what moms everywhere are saying?
What?
That is one extra piece of silverware to wash. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. The dishwasher washes everything.
Except you still need to grab it from the bottom of the sink and you get all that crap. Oh, the silverware is the worst.
What are you talking
grab.
About? Don't you have a little basket in your sink that you put all your silverware in?
No. No,
you don't have the little basket.
I put them all in a coffee cup.
Everybody's got the little basket.
Nobody has a basket.
But you got a coffee cup.
But it's just adding one more thing. Like, why do you need that? Do we not know how to use a spoon correctly?
Because you're eating like a slob, Katie.
No, you're not.
I've seen you.
The spoon scoops perfectly fine without the
but it's not polite. This is etiquette.
No, it's not.
If you're at a fancy breakfast with a lot of people, and they're all eating their Lucky Charms, you got to scoop them up with your fork.
I can tell you right now, William just has no friends. He's trying to make friends here with this story, and
you like
why
William.
Are you so angry?
William's
why are you
great.
So mad at forks?
Why is he trying to change eating cereal so he can go viral? Like, no.
No,
we're
but he's
eating
an
cereal
etiquette
just fine.
Expert.
No.
So if you've got the white tablecloth on your pants and the fine china,
listen,
and you're sitting there pounding down your Fruity Pebbles.
William, miss me with the fork, please.
Man, got some rage bait going here. Rage bait.
Thanks,
I said
Katie.
Please. There's your etiquette.
I'm still surprised you don't have a little basket for your silverware.
Why? Who
like,
has
I got
a
the
basket?
Thing. It sets in the left side of the sink. It's got a basket. You can put your plates on it and you put your silverware
that's
in there.
That's essentially loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, that is.
I would just do that.
No, I'm kind of like,
why are you so upset about having an extra fork?
Because
then you could just
it's one more
take
thing.
It and put it right into the dishwasher, and magically you hit the start button and it washes it for you.
That's only when you already have emptied the dishwasher. When the dishwasher's full and you have dishes in your sink, you have a little coffee cup that you put all your silverware in.
Listen, did something happen to you as a child where a fork hurt you? Were you poked it like in the lunchroom with forks?
It is
did children
silly.
Hold you down and poke you with forks
it
as a kid?
It is silly to think you need a fork to eat cereal, and that is where I'm calling out William.
We'll watch the video first.
All right, do we have sports stuff?
We do. To have and to hold took on a whole new meaning on Sunday for about 24 couples that Jer put their relationship to the test in southern England because it was the annual UK wife-carrying contest.
I love that.
The men and women that participate in this carry their wives or girlfriends up and down a hill, and the quickest couple was a Finnish couple named Timu and Yatta. I hope I'm saying their names correctly.
Yeah, they are.
Because they did it in 1:45. And you know what they won? It's so fitting. They won a barrel of local ale, and they just hold it above their heads. That's the perfect prize
barrel
for what you'd win.
For you both.
A barrel of ale. Jer, I think you would absolutely crush this contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would ride on Nicole's back while she carried me around.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Up and down a
She's
hill, right?
She's so strong.
Yes.
Exactly. You too would get a barrel of ale.
Nice I enjoy a barrel of
local ale.
You know what we love?
What?
Colorado Symphony. We adore them, and they are doing something
fun.
It was
just there.
This summer, I know you were, and July 25th and 26th, they are going to be performing Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl in concert. Yes.
This one?
Yes. Yeah.
Hans
and it's
going
to be live to the film. Hans Zimmer Classic.
It is.
Yes. A good time at the Buell Theater. But I love when they do this, when they take really noticeable, memorable movies.
Me too.
And they play the score to them.
It's fine.
Oh, I want to go. So, again, July 25th and 26th, I'll be doing it this summer.
Let's
but,
go.
I will tell you, I just took Knick Knack there for Valentine's Day. I hadn't been to the symphony in probably 20 years. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
It was
really nice.
Because
I played the cello growing up, and so I went to a lot of orchestra things. I appreciate this kind of music, and it's just such a good time. Gives you all the feels, right?
How do you talk while listening to that?
I will tell you that, like, when you go, though, have some coffee or, like, a Red Bull before you go, because you're sitting there and you're listening to all this music, and it's no knock against the symphony. It's beautiful music, right?
Yeah.
You start getting tired.
You do.
You know?
Especially
when you're up at 3:30 every day. But, like, both of us were sitting there like, wow, this is so peaceful and calming. And we were like, I had to kept nudging Knick Knack. I was like, get up.
Get up.
Pay attention.
No, it's funny because, like, when they get into those ballads specifically,
the
music will literally move you and lull you to sleep. Like,
and
it's
the
just,
acoustics in there, you know, you can hear the music bouncing off the ceiling right in your face. It'll just drift
this one's
you right off to slumberland.
This one's probably good, right? Because they play the soundtrack while the movie's playing, right?
So you'll be watching,
so you're watching
the movie,
a movie
while it's happening.
Oh, yeah. I've
so
never fallen asleep during a movie before.
No,
okay,
well,
you know what?
Still,
that's fair. Welcome
it's
to 40.
Still, I think you're going to love it. So, again, something for you to check out this summer. Hey, when you do your taxes this year, make sure you double and triple check your return, because a Denver woman says a mistake on her tax preparer's part has cost her money and headaches. Now, the first time,
it's a big number, too.
$45,000 is what they say she owed to the IRS. They were wrong, but she didn't catch it, and she ended up having to refinance her home at a much higher rate. This has cost her so much money. She's had more tax issues even before someone finally caught the mistake. Someone forgot to file a very
twice to her
important
on her taxes,
document. Exactly. So it happened once, it happened another time before
and
finally.
Then she refinanced.
Third time's a charm, and they caught the mistake, but it cost her so much money, so many headaches, and I feel for her because, again, she took it to a preparer's part. It took it to a preparer and had them prepare her taxes, and they messed up, and she ended up owing all this money. I get it is her
money. It's still her
money.
Responsibility
her
to know her numbers.
It's also their responsibility, and they are looking into it, and it looks like they may owe her some sort of something
they
because
have
of
to.
What
they
did.
Should double and triple
Come
check.
On. That's part of
but
their whole
still,
slogan.
But still, like, when you get hit with that big of a number, it was like $45,000.
Yeah.
You got to go back and look at your data.
I mean,
bottom line, it does come down to you, and you're giving the tax preparer your data to work with.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to make sure everything's right.
But again, she did go to them and say, and they stuck by it and said, no, you owe this. So it's like, it's not like she didn't question it. They just told her she was wrong.
You got to question that big of a number.
But then she went to another tax preparer and they didn't catch it at first. Yeah, but they didn't catch it at first. It was the third time somebody caught it. So it's not as if she did not question it. They just kept telling her she was wrong.
What tax company is this?
Don't say it.
No.
And I just feel bad for her because she paid the money.
It sucks. It totally sucks. She'll get it back, though.
And eventually. But, like, do you really get the money back when you refinance?
Yeah, can she unrefinance
her mortgage? Yeah, like, when she gets to that level, like, it's just the whole thing is such a headache.
That's so much unnecessary stress.
You definitely feel for this woman. Oh, it's just such a mess.
What a day.
This story is kind of crazy and something we can all chuckle at least. But that IKEA store that they're planning to build up north in Fort Collins, apparently that it was a surprise to them, too.
We're doing what?
Yeah, the city learned about it in a press release on February 17th, like the rest of us, that the Swedish retailer had picked FOCO along with a group of cities to get a new store. So this one's way smaller than the one we have here in Lone Tree. But yeah, the city officials came out and they were like, oh, we are? Oh, yay.
Right on.
Awesome. We are getting an IKEA.
Bring
yay.
That tax revenue in.
Swedish meatballs for everybody.
Yeah,
but that was a funny story that
I like their soda morning. There, too, at IKEA. Because it's like just raspberry soda. You know, it's like not name brand pop.
Yeah.
It's really, like, there's like a pear one.
Yeah. Well,
it's
that's
really good.
They're saying, like, not just the Swedish meatballs, like, that whole food court is money, I guess. I've never been.
It's really
I've
good.
Never been to IKEA.
You can get a little salad for like 99 cents.
Yeah. Not even this one. So I need to go and check out that food game, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And
get
now
you some meatballs.
In Lone Tree, and I can go to Fort Collins.
Oh.
Yeah.
So much IKEA.
There's your Mile High hype, Jeremy.
There you go, guys. You're up to date on all the big stories this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.